弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们一千多前回来了。
Praise the Lord, we came back just about a day ago.
我们非常谢谢弟兄姊妹在祷告中扶持我们。
We want to sincerely thank you for praying for us and supporting us.
时间虽然很短，但是真的是非常非常的疲倦。
Even though the trip was short, but it was very exhausting.
因为从我们下飞机开始，当天就聚会了。
Because we started serving right after we arrived.
一直到我们走的前一天晚上都聚到快11点钟
Because the night before we came home we had meeting until 11 p.m.
但是我们很感谢主，这一趟的出去仍然觉得看见神在各地的工作。
But we praise the Lord for seeing his work in his kingdom.
那也更清楚神在我们中间，神给我们的恩典和托付。
And we're more aware and sure ofGod's commission and His blessing in our midst.
刚才香念慈姊妹讲的，弟兄姊妹过去两个礼拜辛苦了哈，大家拆地毯、拆天花板。
As Sister Nancy just shared, we know that you have been working so hard for the past two weekends for removing the carpets and the ceiling tiles.
在中国的弟兄姊妹说，如果不是为了省钱，大家绝对不会这么忙的，里面还要花这个功夫的。
All the brothers and sisters in China know that unless we're trying to save money, we will not have done such things.
我们非常感激他们的体谅。
We really appreciate their understanding.
因为我相信。不要说不在我们中间聚会的弟兄姊妹了。
Even brothers and sisters who are not here with us.
就算在我们中间的弟兄姊妹也可能会为着说为什么700万买下来以后我们前面还需要花300多万来整修呢？
Even brothers and sisters in our midst might have this question. Why is that we still try to spend more than $3 million for renovation after we purchased this place?
因为我们当初买这块地的时候，我们都说买现在就应该可以用，顶多花100多万就好了。
We all remember saying that when we were about to purchase this place, that this place is a moving condition. At the most, we probably spend $1 million on remodeling.
到今天我们没有改变我们的心思，我们巴不得我们进来不要改书，我们就可以用，我们心满意足。
Our desire is still the same without changing. That we hope we can just move in without making any changes.
但是一方面因为当初的 architect 给我们的这个什么。资料是不够准确的，他认为我们一进来隔一隔就可以有个300个人的聚会开始了。
But the reason is that the information our architect gave us originally was not very accurate. He said that the place was a moving condition and all we have to do is just partition.
那另外一方面，市政府的要求是一年比一年严格。
And on the other side, the restrictions from the city is getting more and more strict every year.
他们不是只针对 Boris 是这样子，而是你在整个加州，你任何 office building 办公楼要改为聚会所，都会有这些的要求。
The restrictions not only toward us, but it's getting restrictive for all office buildings who are trying to convert to assembly use.
真的对我来说，站在水桶上讲道一点不难说，好，我会很高兴的。
For me personally, I'm comfortable even standing on the bucket, a water bucket to preach.
但是你知道市政府的规定，它不容许我们有那样子的 gathering, 人的聚集。
But that kind of gathering is not allowed by the city.
让我们不能够明白，像马路上原来的公司做好的广告牌子，有这么好的水泥根基，都说要拆掉做新的。
See, we just don't understand why we have to take down the cement ground that holds the building signs.
那我们不能够了解一个做招牌的水泥的 base 都说因为换公司必须要换新的，我们不能够了解为什么政府有这么多的新的规矩啊。
We just don't understand why city demands even the cement base for holding the building sign has to be removed and replaced.The building changes owner.
所以如果除非弟兄姊妹真正投入在整个建造的这个开会里面，不然不太能够了解为什么需要这么多钱。
So unless we're involved in the planning meetings, we will not understand why we need so much money.
但是我们请求弟兄姊妹信任我们的 planning committee, 各方面的 committee, 他们是尽可能的在为教会省钱。
But I beg brothers and sisters to trust brothers and sisters in the planning committee that we're trying to save money as much as possible.
只要能够应付政府最低的要求，我们就巴不得开始全心投入教会的建造哈。
We're trying to spend the minimal amount of money to meet the requirement of the city so we can start building our church.
但是另外一方面来说，其实神也借着这些事情也已经在建造我们。
But on the other hand, God is also building us up through these projects.
这些年间我们所有的经历，我们的遭遇，其实都是神第一手在这里训练，在这里建造他的教会。
All what we have gone through and the experiences are actually God's means to build up His church.
我还是请求弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的在主的面前啊，在财力上已经尽心竭力了，你不要有压力，但是我们要到主面前去为神家祷告。
I hope that brothers and sisters who have already done your best, financially, don't feel pressured, but continue to come before the Lord for prayer.
神的确要我们每一个人都要学习甘心尽心的奉献。
God does want us to learn.To offer our best and then wholeheartedly.
当我们真在主面前甘心尽心奉献以后，我们就坦然，我们要凭信心祷告。
If we have done our best and then give all we can, then we can be bold before God and be confident to pray.
就请你不要有任何财务的压力，但是要全心投入教会信心祷告的行列啊。
Please do not feel pressure that you have to continue to offer financially, but join us.In the army of prayer.
我们一起来经历，来见证我们所信的到底是谁。
So all together we can experience and testify the God whom we believe.
好，那今天早晨我要交通的信息，大家看见的是写伯利恒之家。
And this morning I'd like to share with you the message, the house of Bethlehem.
啊，弟兄姊妹，是因为这一趟出去的时候，里面的那个负担更为沉重和具体。
And after my trip, my burden has become more clear and solid.
我想起前一阵子跟弟兄姊妹交通过神家的实际，讲到伯大尼之家。
Few months ago, I shared with you the reality of God's house, that is the house of Bethlehem.
考考大家还记不记得讲到伯大尼的三个重要的特点
？And we talk about the three characteristics of the house of Bethany.
弟兄姊妹还记得吗
？Do you remember the three characteristics of the house of Bethany?
哦，很好哈。第一个讲到全心爱主的玛利亚。
First is the Mary who loves the Lord wholeheartedly.
第二个讲到甘心舍己殷勤侍奉主的马大。
And the Martha who offers herself and diligently serves the Lord.
第三个讲到复活的名证拉撒路。
Third, Lazarus, the living testimony of resurrection.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是讲到一个满足神的一个教会该有的特点。
So, these are the characteristics of a church that will satisfy God's heart.
啊，这里充满了一些人全心爱主的玛利亚。
This place is full of people who love the Lord like Mary.
她对主爱的表达，借着花时间跟主在一起，跟主成为知心的朋友。
She expresses her love toward the Lord by spending time with the Lord to become the Lord's intimate friend.
她对主爱的表达，借着她抓住机会，愿意把最好的献给神。
She expresses her love to the Lord.By offering her best to the Lord.
而甘心牺牲自己的马大，她借着她殷勤的侍奉。
And Mary who sacrifices her, self to serve the Lord diligently.
而且她在侍奉上带着这么肯受教的心。
And she has such a teachable heart in regards to.
她从埋怨到安静无声，侍立在主的面前。
She's transformed from being a complainer to someone who's quiet and.Waiting before the Lord.
她就是想借着侍奉，全心的来满足主的需要。
She just wants to satisfy the Lord's heart with her service.
而拉撒路从头到尾一句话都没讲过。
And Lazarus did not appear to say anything in the scripture.
而他借着他复活的见证，让许多的人信了耶稣。
Yes, through his testimony of resurrection, he has brought many to the Lord.
因为在他身上有非常奇妙生命的改变。
Because he has gone through a wonderful life transformation.
这个改变大到一个地步，居然是从死亡里面变成复活。
The change is so great that he was raised from the dead.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，在我们的教会里面，在我们的小组里面，这三样都要有啊。
So we ought to have all these three characteristics in our church and in our small group.
这叫做伯大尼之家。
And that is the house of Bethany.
充满了爱。
Full of love,
充满了真实的侍奉
full of true service,
充满了复活生命的见证
and testimonies of resurrected life.
那今天早上我要讲伯利恒之家
This morning I want to share with you the house of Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹，伯利恒本身叫做 house of bread.
The Bethlehem is house of bread.
粮食之家
house of bread.
直接翻译更粗一点叫做面包之家
is house of bread.
House of bread. 哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在这里有吃的。
So there's food.
啊，这为什么要交通这个信息呢
？Why do I want to share this message？
这是讲到教会或是神家第二个实际。
Oh, that is the second reality of a church.
神家第一个实际讲到伯大尼，我们满足神的需要。
So、the house of Bethany is the first reality of God's house.To satisfy God's heart.
神家的第二个实际讲到伯利恒，我们供应人的需要，满足人的需要。
The second reality of house the house of God is to satisfy man's needs.
弟兄姊妹啊，这一个世代真的是一个充满饥荒的时代啊。
This is an age of famine.
哦，我进了中国以后，这个感触越来越深刻。
So I went to China, this I feel even more so.
你眼睛看见到的已经是饥荒在进行了。
Everywhere you see famine going on.
我相信你们都知道我说的不是外面的。
I'm sure you all know that I'm not just talking about material.
在外面上，中国各方面、美国经济都在进步。
In China, the material things are advancing.
人吃的、享受的都比从前更好了啊。
People are eating and enjoying material things much better than before.
可是人的心灵越来越软弱，越来越不满足。
But yet, men's souls are getting weaker and dissatisfied.
弟兄姊妹，我为什么说饥荒？也许你们觉得我太夸大了。
You might think I'm exaggerating. It might not be a famine.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我说，饥荒已经开始了。
But forgiving me for saying that the famine has started already.
而且有一个更可怕的饥荒就在前面了。
There's an even more dreadful famine in front of us.
啊，我想为了证明我没有这个夸大啊。
I want to prove to you that I'm not exaggerating.
我想我是先问大家一个简单的问题。
Let me ask you a simple question.
我们为什么吃？
Why do we eat?
为什么吃？
Why do we eat?
哎，在座这么多年轻的孩子，你们为什么吃？
Why do you eat?
爸爸妈妈逼着你吃，不得不吃吗？
Is it because your parents force you to eat?
为什么吃？
Why do we eat?
To live, okay, 为了生存，感谢主哈，为了生存，维持生存，吃是提供你成长健康必须的养分。
So that we get the nutrients that's necessary to sustain our life and to grow.
还有没有？啊？惨。OK， 嗯，这个答案其实很好的啊，
yeah,
嗯，因为我们中国人比别的民族更馋，因为最讲究吃。
We Chinese love to eat more than anyone else.
啊
，She doesn't agree.
啊，真的 ，OK。I have to apologize. American only have 200 years history. 啊，美国只有200年历史。
他说美国人也爱吃。
咱们中国人有5000年吃的历史了。
But then we Chinese have 5,000 years of history of eating.
哦，我很多吃的东西你们不敢吃的了。
We eat a lot of things you dare not to eat.
这个我上次到广州，人家给了我一碗汤。
The last time I went to 广州天虹，
里面都是 scorpion 啊，那叫什么？蝎子。
And it's full of scorpions.
You like to eat?
他说他就喝汤就好了。
吓坏了。
蝎子不吃。
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们中国人很会想吃的哈。
We Chinese love to eat.
你看我1979年到美国纽约这么好的医院开刀。
In 1979, I went to a hospital in New York for operation.
啊，他送来的饭我几乎都原封不动退回去。
I pretty much return all the food that they offered me.
不是我挑嘴啊。
It's not that I'm picky.
一方面麻药让我自己不想吃饭。
Because the anesthesia caused me to have no appetite.
另外一方面，我刚刚从台湾来到美国没有多久，一下子不习惯美国食物。
And also, I just came from Taiwan. I was not used to American food.
啊，哪里有把那个菠菜变成煮的还是蒸的，弄得黑黑的哈？
Who cooks spinach and making it like a black dark paste?
然后没有盐，淡淡的，没有味道。I'm sorry, 不是说你们。
Without salt, tasteless.
啊，所以。这个我说我们中国人除了为了生存，我们重享受。
So we Chinese eat not only for survival, but for enjoyment.
你到餐馆去，一条鱼可以三吃，可以四吃，对不对
？All kinds of ways to eat a fish.
啊，那个中国人可以把吃弄得这个别人万尘莫及。
So we have so much about eating.
所以为了生存，为了享受和满足。
So, not only for survival, but for enjoyment.
这是讲到我们肉身的生活和生命。
And that is the life of our physical body.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来看我们属灵上到底是不是缺粮。
But today we want to look at, are we lacking food spiritually?
今天我们从神儿女们普遍的不满足跟软弱无力 你就知道属灵的粮食何等的缺乏。
Just look at children of God, in general, are very dissatisfied and lacking of food and weak. So we know there's a lack of spiritual.
当然，我们都知道肉身的吃是为了健康，为了有力量，为了生长。
We all know that we eat material food for nutrients so that we can grow and be healthy.
我们知道好的食物能够满足我们，叫我们快乐啊，甚至可以让心情不好的变好哈。
And then we know that good food can satisfy us and can change our mood to be happy.
现在有这个 food therapy, 就是你心情不好，带你去吃一顿你最想吃的，就快乐了。
There's now a food therapy pretty popular that if you're in bad mood, take you and give you good food.
饭后给你一个 ice cream 或是一个 cheesecake, 哇，好多人就心情好了。
And then ice cream or cheesecake or dessert will change your mood too.
这弟兄姊妹，为什么今天在遍地，你几乎都看见神儿女们普遍的心灵不满足
？But today, all over the places, children of God are dissatisfied.
然后你普遍看见神儿女们属灵没有力量、软弱、胜不过试探、胜不过环境。
And all over the places, children of God are weak. They cannot overcome any difficulties.
虽然住在外面，我们什么都有。
Yet outwardly, we lack nothing.
就在我们里面，其实心灵更加空虚。
But yet inwardly, our hearts are being so hungry.
大人是这样，年轻的孩子更是这样。
It's the same with adults and young children as well.
弟兄姊妹，我们千万不要以为孩子们有吃有穿有电动玩具，他们就快乐。其实他们也不快乐。
Please do not think that children are just very happy with video games or food and clothing. No,
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的知道这件事，你在细看的时候。
So if we take a good examination,
仇敌是非常有计划的，而且是全面性的，在这里破坏神家属灵的真粮。
The enemy has a strategy and the plan is it covers all areas.
我今年已经全世界五大洲跑了四大洲了。
This year I've gone through four of the five continents in the world.
没有一个地方不告诉我他们属灵上的贫乏和缺乏。
Not even one place, just every place tells me.They're lacking of spiritual food.
你几乎在各地都看见、听见神儿女们叫饿、叫渴的情形。
You can hear people crying for hunger and thirst everywhere.
弟兄姊妹，我讲这句话是我在痛苦的里面讲的。
I say this in pain.
你们如果真知道，当我每一次听见神儿女们讲这些话的时候，我心中的那种无奈、那种焦急、那种担心呢
？Do you understand my feeling of hopelessness, and worry?And anxiety when I hear this.
我们看见的不是眼前人在饿而已。
When I just seeing people are getting hungry.
我们已经看见了不久的将来，不久的不久的将来，我们的下一代，我们的下一代，下一代，我都要面临很可怕的饥荒。
We can foresee a dreadful famine.In the future, for the next generation and the generation after.
非常像约瑟的时代，当他们在丰富的时候。
It's very much like the time of Joseph.
没有人会想到有饥荒要来。
When they were in abundance, they could not foresee the coming famine.
但是约瑟因着神的启示，他看见了将来的饥荒。
But through God's revelation, Joseph saw God's plan.
他起来呼吁，他起来积极的采取行动，为神家储备粮食。
So he rose up and took action to collect food.
弟兄。当我们今天讲到教会的时候，普天下有多少奉主名的教会？
There are numerous churches all over the world.
我们何等希望每一个教会在这两方面都能够达到它该有的水平。
I would wish every church will meet these criteria in both areas.
还有伯大尼的实际能够叫主的心得到满足。
That they have the reality of the house of Bethany to satisfy the Lord's heart.
还有伯利恒的见证，人来到这里真能够说我在这里吃饱了。
And they have the testimony of the house of Bethlehem. When people come here, they're satisfied being fed.
多少的弟兄姊妹曾经在我们面前流泪的时候来到教会的里面得不到任何的供应。
Many brothers and sisters have told us in tears that they do not get any supply when they come to church.
他们说他们吃不到东西。
They cannot eat anything.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们一起来看，我不过只列了七个点啊。
I listed seven things here.
也许你们觉得很多。
Maybe you think there are just too many.
但是弟兄姊妹，我不过是列出了这七个我们最容易明白的。
But these are the seven things that we can understand.
然后我们也每一个人很谦卑的来看我们自己、我们的小组、我们的教会。
And then let's humbly examine ourselves, our church, and small group.
到底在这七件事情里面有没有任何一件、两件事情发生在我们的身上
？Are there any of the seven items happening to us?
不要说七件都有。
Let's not say that we have all seven.
只要有一件有, 就说到抽屉在我们身上已经有工作, 有破坏了。
But if there's one item that is true in our life, then we can say the enemy has attacked and he has worked in our life.
让我很快地讲一下。
Okay, let's go through them quickly.
第一件事情,
First,
很多的时候我们缺少殷勤稳定的灵修时间。
A lot of times we lack diligent and stable devotional time.
我想第一个点可能就打中了很多人了。
Maybe this many people is a yes for everybody.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，神要从天上赐下粮食给我们。
The Bible says the Lord will send us food from heaven.
然后告诉以色列百姓要每天出去收取每天的食物。
And he told the Israelites, you have to go outside and gather food for that day.
而主耶稣的祷告说，我们日用的饮食怎么样？ 今日赐给我们。
And in the Lord's prayer, the Lord says, give us today our daily bread.
因为怎么样，我们每一天都应该到主的面前去拾取玛拉。
So we ought to go to the Lord and collect manna every single day.
我们每一天都应该像路德一样到波阿斯的田里面去拾穗。
We should be like Ruth to go to the field of Boaz to glean.
万一你们在哪里找到一个复制的图画叫做拾穗啊？ 你们有没有听过这幅图画？
If you have seen a painting, it's called The Gleaner.
他就在一幅稻田的里面，那个妇女在那里弯着腰在那里拾穗。
You guys seen a copy of this painting.
就是路德在波阿斯的田里面拾取麦穗，这是我小的时候看过，大了再也没看到了。
I've seen this painting when I was a little child, that the painting describes how Ruth gleaned in the field of Boaz.
我很希望有一天我们所有弟兄姊妹的书桌旁边都挂上这幅画。
I hope that all of us will have this picture in our study room.
真的，我们在主的面前像路德一样，每一天到波阿斯的田里面去拾穗。
It would be like Ruth to go to the field of Boaz to glean every day.
你知道伯利恒曾经出现过三个伟大的人。
You know, there are three great Bible characters that came from Bethlehem.
在粮食之家出现过三个伟大的人。
Three great Bible characters came from Bethlehem.
第一个就是波阿斯。
The first is Boaz.
他是主耶稣的预表。
He is a type of the Lord Jesus.
当路德来到他田里的时候。
When Ruth came to his field.
而他对路德 说你不要往别人的田里面去了。
So Ruth, do not go to other people's fields.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是主耶稣对我们讲的，不要再花功夫去读世上那些没有价值的书。
And these are the words the Lord Jesus is telling us. Do not spend your time and effort to read those useless books.
不要花那么多时间到 internet 去读 junk mail.
Do not spend so much time to read junk mail from internet.
不要花那么多的时间去看电视剧。
Do not spend so much time to watch soap opera.
不要花那么多时间去看小说。
Do not spend so much time reading useless
不要往别人的田里面去拾田, 住在这里。
Do not glean at other people's fields. Stay here.
然后波阿斯不仅仅善待路德,
not only that, Boaz was kind to Ruth.
他告诉他的仆人说, 他不管去拾取什么, 都要让他拿。
He even told his servants, whatever she tries to get, let her.
甚至要故意丢一些在地上让他拿。
Even throw some sheaves from the bundle so that she could pick them up.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们的主多爱我们呢。
You know how much the Lord loves us?
当我们肯殷勤地跨进波阿斯的田里。
If we're willing to step into the field of Boaz,
你我绝对不会空手而回。
We will not go home empty-handed.
弟兄姊妹，波阿斯 那么 merciful, 那样子充满了怜悯。
Boaz was full of mercy and compassion.
第一个波阿斯。
So the first Boaz.
在这个伯利恒第二个伟人叫大卫。
The second great person came from Bethlehem was David.
大卫的本乡就是伯利恒。
He's from Bethlehem.
大卫本身是一个也是预表基督, 他是一个生命这么丰富的人。
And he was a type of Jesus. Full of abundant life.
很多人在说, 你如果从旧约圣经里面挑一卷圣经, 你最喜欢的,
Some people would say, pick a book, your favorite book in the Bible.
在旧约里面,
in the Old Testament.
虽然有的人会挑以赛亚书, 有人会挑什么, 但是很多人挑诗篇。
Some may pick the book of Isaiah, but most will pick the Psalm, the book of
Psalm. 诗篇里面充满了大卫的著作。
Psalm is full of the writings of David.
虽然你在这个历史书上看不见大卫讲太多的信息。
In the history books, you might not see many messages of David.
但是大卫的信息, 大卫这个人都借着诗篇表达出来。
But through the Psalms, we get to see his personality and his heart.
He
teaches us how to pray to the Lord. How to praise God.
He teaches us
how that our spirit can be lifted when we were
downcast. He
teaches us how to fight in the spiritual warfare when we were surrounded
by enemies. He
even teaches us how to repent and confess when we fail.
弟兄姊妹, and then in
his prayers, he revealed God's eternal will, that how God chose Zion.
所以司布真写了一套书叫做 The Treasure of David.
Spurgeon has written a series of books called The Treasure of David.
大卫的宝库.
The Treasure of David.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们常常可以来到大卫这边得到粮食.
So we often can come to David to get food.
第三个更伟大的哈.
The third greatest.
我们主耶稣诞生在伯利恒.
Our Lord Jesus was born in the city of Bethlehem.
弟兄姊妹啊，他就是生命的粮.
And he is the bread of life.
我们背诵的圣经今天约翰福音6章35节，主耶稣说， 我就是生命的粮。
Our memory verse today is John chapter 6.
到我这里来的必定不饿， 信我的永远不渴。
Jesus declared, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
So when we
talk about the house of Bethlehem,
神家所以丰富,
The house of God can be abundant because we have Christ.
神家能够满足人, the
house of God can satisfy people because we provide Jesus.
不是因为我们有很好的教堂设备,
it's not because we have good facility.
不是因为我们有很好的节目吸引人,
or we have a program to attract people.
因为在这里有基督被供应出来,
because we can provide Christ.
这是教会的使命,
and that is the commission of a church.
圣所里面有金灯台, 有陈设品的桌子,
in the holy sanctuary, there's a bread of presence.
讲到我们为主发光做见证, 讲到灯台,
and then there's a golden lampstand. To shine for Jesus. And the bread of presence describes how church can supply life. And from the age of tabernacle to the age of holy temple, the golden lampstand has become from 1 to 10. And then the table for the bread of presence has increased from
1 to 10.
So in other words, the capacity of our providing should increase.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要在神家丰富有粮，第一件事情，我们自己必须常常到伯利恒。
So in order for us to have food to supply to others, we ourselves have to have diligent and stable devotional time to glean.
第二件事情,
second,
我们不仅仅常常个人缺少的稳定的灵修生活,
not only that individually we lack stable and devotion,
而当我们每一次想要在主的面前得粮的时候,
but every time when we are trying to collect food,
仇敌立刻来破坏我们.
The enemy comes to destroy.
我想在退书会我们曾经讲过, 在那个四世纪第六章,
in one of our conferences we have talked about the book of Judges chapter 6,
讲到以色列人每逢撒种的时候,
that every time when Israelites try to plant the crop,
如果你愿意圈起来, 你就把那个每逢给圈起来,
whenever the Israelites planted their crop,
每一次当他们撒种的时候,
you can highlight the whenever.
米甸人亚玛利人 东方人联合起来攻打他们。
The Midianites, the Amalekites, and Eastern people just invade the country.
而且圣经上说他们来的时候像蝗虫那么多。
And when they come, they're numerous like locusts.
他们是毁坏全地。
And they come to impoverish the whole land.
然后没有留下什么给他们。
They do not leave anything for the Israelites.
然后以色列百姓的结局就是极其穷乏。
So the Israelites were in such a impoverished state.
所以弟兄姊妹，你千万不要以为说我的灵修生活建立不起来。
Please do not think that I just cannot build my devotional time.
是因为我太忙了。
It's because I'm too busy.
是因为怎么搞得正好都有人来打岔呢。
And it just so happens I'm always interrupted.
你要知道这背后是仇敌有计划的。
You have to understand there's a scheme of the enemy behind the scheme.
他是特意的，你是撒种，你不撒种就算，你撒种他一定来破坏。
It's on purpose. Whenever you plant, he will come to destroy.
你去读马可福音讲到撒种比喻的时候
，If you read the book of Mark, on the example,
他比马太福音十三章讲的还要生动啊。
And then the parable of sowing the seed is very interesting.
他说那个种子有撒在路旁的。
There's some seeds fall on the roadside.
当当神的话临到我们的时候，我们的心就像那个田一样。
When the word of God comes to us, our heart is like a field.
他说那个道撒在路旁的飞鸟立刻来。
And then the seed falls on the roadside. The birds come right away.
而且把它给吃尽了。
And then snatch and eat it up.
我这次在一个地方讲到，我正好举到这个例子。
So this time I shared this parable in one of the meetings.
那在座的从十几个不同的教会来的。
And then people came from more than 10 different churches.
我就跟他们讲说，这个不管你们的教会的传道人是谁，因为我正好不认识他们。
I just said, it doesn't matter whom your pastors are.
我说，请问你们今天有几个人能够记得了上个礼拜天你们教会的传道人讲什么
？I want to ask, is there anyone who can remember the message your pastor preached last Sunday?
那请问弟兄姊妹，有几个人记得季福弟兄上个礼拜讲什么
？Who can remember what Brother Jen?
我们可能记得一点点。
Maybe we remember some.
弟兄姊妹，我自己已经受这个挫折受多了。
I've been frustrated enough.
不要说隔一个礼拜，我常常礼拜二问弟兄姊妹已经忘记我礼拜天讲什么。
Sometimes I will ask brothers and sisters on Tuesday and they don't remember the message on Sunday.
种子撒下来，飞鸟立刻来。
So we sow the seed, the birds come right away.
而且把它吃尽。
And eat it up.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在我们里面，生命不丰富，粮食不充足。
If our life is not abundant, we don't have enough to eat.
千万不要小看这件事情。
Please do not take this lightly.
那是仇敌非常刻意、有意的破坏啊。
It's an enemy's purposeful attack.
在以赛亚书27章3节，连神都会警醒看守。
In Isaiah chapter 27, even the Lord will guard it.
连神对他自己的葡萄园，他都会时刻浇灌、警醒看守。
Even God's own vineyard, he will watch carefully and water.
他说免得有人破坏。
So lest someone will come and destroy.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心田在接受主话的这个心田里面，到底我们有没有看守它
？So are we diligently watching and guarding the field of our hearts?
神给我们粮食，有的时候是借着撒种。我们听到，我们读书。
Sometimes God will speak to us, and then through our reading books or listening to messages.
会有飞鸟来立刻吃的。
But yet a bird will come right away.
有的时候是借着我们自己殷勤撒种，在主面前下功夫。
Sometimes we sow by ourselves.
而当我们一撒种的时候，亚玛力人就来了，米甸人就来了。
And whenever we sow.And the Amalekites will come.
这是第二件事情。
So that's the second.
第三件事情，我们退休会也提过了哈。这三件我都提了。列王记下第4章。
And the third item is in the second Kings chapter 4.
当遍地饥荒的时候。
When the land is full of famine.
先知的门徒煮了一锅汤。
And the disciples of the prophet cooked a pot of soup.
汤里面没有东西。
And there's nothing in the soup.
就像我上个礼拜跟大家讲的，我的名菜青龙过江一样，没有东西。
It's just like the soup I can cook well. There's nothing in the soup.
只有水呀。
It's just water.
所以他们就出去摘了野瓜藤。
So they went out and found some wild vine.
丢到汤里面去。
And then throw into the pot.
等到他们一吃的时候。
But when they ate it.
他们都喊叫说汤里面有致死的毒物。
They all cry out, there's death in the pot.
大家听到英文翻译了没有？ There is death in the pot. 不是致死的毒物，是在汤里面有死亡啊。
There's death.In the soup.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天多少的人读圣经，或者读参考书、读资料，就到 internet 上、到网络上随便抓野瓜藤丢进去。
Today, nowadays, people just go on the internet or grab some books, and they're just wild. They're like wild vine.
我们不管在海外，不管在中国、在香港、在各地，我们都看见仇敌、异端、邪教、错误的教训，都是混杂的进入教会里面来。
We have seen this in America or in Asia. Everywhere we go, that the enemy trying to mix heresies in the doctrinal.
这种新纪元的思想。
The New Age.
宇宙中有能力有力量，你凭信心你就可以支取。That
there's a high energy in the universe, and by faith you can get it.
你只要有积极的思想, positive thinking, 你就能够得到成就很多的事情。
You can accomplish a lot of things through positive thinking.
成功哲学。
It's the philosophy of success.
后现代主义，弟兄姊妹都在各种的书、电脑的思想里面进到人的里面。
And postmodernism. They're full of all kinds of books. They're mixed in the books.
弟兄姊妹，你只要用点心哈，我刚才讲的这至少这三样，新纪元、成功哲学、后现代的这种思想，你周围到处都是。
If you pay attention, you will see this New Age movement, postmodernism, and then a philosophy of success full of it's everywhere, spreading.
几乎你在网络上任何一个社群里面，你都会读到这些思想。
You can search on the net very easily.
就包括查经的资料里面都有。
They're included even in Bible study material.
所以我们要小心啊。
We have to be watchful.
我们读圣经是要来到神的面前读经的。
When we read the scripture, we come before the Lord.
来到施恩的宝座前听主说话的。
Come before the throne of grace to listen to the Lord.
不是来到电脑面前找资料的。
We do not come before the computer to search for data.
那是一个太可怕的危机啊。That
is a dangerous crisis.
那第四件事情。
The fourth item.
土产不熟而落。
The land is unfruitful. The land is
barren.
This is in a second Kings chapter 2.
耶利哥那里他们种的东西。
In the city of Jericho, they try to grow produce.
东西也成长。
Yes, the produce will grow.
但是没有熟就掉了。
But then they die before mature.
我想在座年轻人不太有种菜的经历哈，在座这些当爷爷奶奶、公公婆婆的常常种菜。
Probably only the elderly brothers and sisters have the experience of growing vegetables of produce.
你决定会很心疼土产不熟而落。
If the produce dies before maturing, it's very a pity.
因为它不能吃。
Because you can't eat them.
弟兄姊妹啊, 因为水恶劣。
It's because the water is bad.
再一次讲到我们生命里面所接收的东西不纯净, 所以破坏了正常的成长。
In other words, these produce were getting things that were not right, so they could not grow.
我想我们读雅各书第二章的时候, 那边也说到, 在葡萄开花放香的时候要为我们勤抓。 小狐狸, 记不记得?
In the Song of Songs, chapter 2, it says that before the vine bud, we should capture the fox.
如果葡萄在开花的时候, 所有的花都被小狐狸给弄掉了。
If all the blossoms of vine got destroyed by the fox,
它是一棵不可能再有结果的葡萄树。
The vine will not yield fruit.
它突然增长, 突然茂盛。
It will just grow in vain.
它不可能得到果实。
But it will not yield fruit.
弟兄姊妹啊, 今天我们多少时候, 神儿女们在主面前, 我们不是没有增长。
So oftentimes it's not that we do not have growth.
我们像路加福音第八章说的一样, 结不出成熟的籽粒来。
We will grow, but we will not yield mature fruit.
啊, 我们常常土产不熟而落。
It's like we miscarry.
弟兄姊妹, 这是我们在主面前要小心的。
And this is something we got to watch.
水恶劣，就说到我们所吸收的东西不纯净。
The water is bad because we receive things that are impure.
所以土产没有熟，不能够让神让人享受，它就掉了。
So the produce cannot grow to maturity.
啊，这次我们去一个地方啊。
This time we went to a place.
啊，有一些的人从东北跑来。
Some came from the northern eastern part of China.
他们很语重心长地告诉我们。
They told us something with a heavy heart.
他说有非常多的韩国宣教士到东北去了。
Many missionaries went to the northeastern part of China from Korea.
然后他们把很多错误的教训带去了。
They bring many false teachings to Chinese.
啊，弟兄姊妹，有很多很好的韩国宣教士，他们非常认真的。
Well, we have to say there are many good Korean missionaries who serve the Lord diligently.
但是就在这些好的里面，也跟着掺进了许多掺杂的东西进来。
Among good missionaries, there's some not so good ones.
哦，他们弄很多错误的教训在那里，在建立教会。
They're building churches with false teachings.
啊，其实刚刚开始，中国教会因为缺少带领、缺少材料、缺少财力资源，所以很多人倾向韩国教会的帮助。
Since Chinese churches lack a lot of resources. they turn to the Korean churches for help.
他们有大量的资料、资源、钱财去扶持他们。
They have lots of resources, reading materials and money to support Chinese churches.
但是后来却发现他们的教信是这样子的错误、这样子的偏离，很多的教会都出了问题了。
And then they run into problems because these false teachings.
弟兄姊妹，水恶劣，土产不熟而落。
Because the water is bad, the
produce cannot mature.
Today we can't just eat anything we lay hold of, like the wild vine.
请问哈，如果医生对你说你爱吃什么就吃什么。
Let me ask you, if your doctor says you can eat whatever you like.
啊，反正你爱吃什么尽量吃就是了。
Just eat whatever you like.
这是爱你吗？
Do you think the doctor loves you?
他讲这句话的时候，就表示你已经没有多少日子了。
You know, if your doctor tells you this, that means you don't have many days to live.
随便你吃好了。
You do whatever you want.
哦，当你还是健康的时候。
But if you're still healthy.
他可能会告诉你少吃油脂的东西，少吃油炸的东西。
He might tell you don't eat deep fried stuff or fatty food.
哦，这趟出去在中国看了两次医生，他们一把脉都说你的墨怎么落成这个样子。
This time I went to see a doctor twice.And then when the doctors read my pulse, they all say, how come your pulse is so weak?
他说你一定非常疲倦。
You must be very tired.
他说所以你的抵抗力弱，所以你会过敏，你会有这些问题，有那些问题。
And your immunity is very weak, so you might suffer from allergies and other problems.
所以他告诉我该怎么样，该怎么样。
So he tells me what I have to do.
哦，虽然这个听的不是很快乐，但是至少他不是说你爱吃什么就吃什么。
Even though I was not very happy to hear what he had to say, but at least he didn't tell me do whatever you want.
来弟兄姊妹，我们今天很多人就是爱吃什么就吃什么。
But today we live in a lifestyle that we eat whatever we like.
啊，属灵上也是爱吃什么就吃什么。
It's the same way spiritually.
你就知道离你出事情的日子不远了。
Then you know you're not too far from trouble.
早晚有一天中毒的。
Sooner or later you're gonna get poisoned.
可能已经中毒了。
Maybe you are poisoned already.
你看世界周刊说我们每一个人身上平均有十公斤的毒是吧？几公斤啊
？Like the Chinese World Newsweek says we have about 10 kilograms of poison or toxic.
我看到报纸，我从来信不来。我说，难道我有这么多的毒吗
？Says on an average we have about 10 kilograms of toxics.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以地上有很多的排毒药、排毒餐。
That's why we have so many different kinds of ways to detoxify our body.
那属灵生命最好的排毒餐就是好好读主的话。
And the best spiritual detoxification is to read God's words.
弟兄姊妹，只有神的话能够医治这一切的毒物。
Only God's words can heal all these things.
啊，第五件事情。
The fifth item.
我这里写说不肯或是不敢将自己有限的五饼二鱼交给主。
Unwilling or afraid to surrender our five loaves and two fish to the Lord.
这是我们另外一个饥饿的原因。
And that is another reason for our hunger.
啊，你看我们礼拜五小组的聚会，常常开头都很死沉啊。
Look at our small group meetings on Friday. We usually start it with dead silence.
啊，我听到很多小组在检讨的时候都说前面半个小时好像在 warm up.
And then many groups reported that they used the first half hour to warm up.
弟兄姊妹，因为我们不愿意把自己有的交出来。
Because we're not willing to surrender or to give out our five loaves and two fish.
啊，我们这个如果像那个小孩子，如果他自私一点哈，五饼二鱼是他自己的便当。
If the little boy were a little bit selfish, because those two fish and five loaves belong to him.
他想我自己都不够吃，我哪里可以跟你们分呢
？He thought, I don't even have enough to eat. Why should I share with you?
那天呢，五千多个人都要饿肚子了。
And that day, all those 5,000 men would be hungry.
或是那个小孩子他没有信心，想五饼二鱼怎么可能给这么多人吃
？Or if the little boy did not have enough faith, how can I feed 5,000 with such small amount?
同样的那一天呢？几千上万的人就没有东西吃。
And then again that day those thousands people would not have food.
我真的巴不得当我们每一次来到任何聚会里面。
So I hope whenever we come to any meeting.
不管小组聚会，不管教会的聚会。
Whether our small group meeting or our church meeting.
我希望我们都能够听得见主耶稣说的这句话。
I hope that we will hear what the Lord says here.
拿过来给我。
Give it to me.
弟兄姊妹，拿过来给我。
Give it to me.
不管我们有多少。
Bring them here to me.
我们愿意交在主的手中。
No matter how much or little, give it to the Lord.
如果每一个人都愿意把自己交在主的手中。
Everyone is willing to surrender ourselves to the Lord. We will see God's presence in every meeting.
弟兄姊妹，这个功课神的门徒们学不好啊。
And the disciples of the Lord did not learn the lesson well.
圣经里面只有一个神迹，除了主耶稣复活的神迹以外。
Apart from the miracle of Jesus' resurrection.
这四卷福音书都记得。
There's only one miracle that's recorded in all four gospels.
很多的神迹最多只出现过三本书。
Many miracles at the most appear in three out of the four gospels.
只有一个神迹四卷福音书都记得，就是五饼二鱼的神迹。
Only one miracle is recorded in all four gospels, and that is the five loaves and two fish.
耶稣在这里要强调一件事情。
The Lord wants to emphasize one thing here.
他是生命的主。
He is the Lord of life.
当我们肯把自己交给他的时候。
We're willing to give ourselves to him.
他能够祝福，他能够拨开，能够叫所有人都吃得饱。
He can bless, break, and feed everyone.
关键是在于我们肯不肯交出自己。
But the key is, are we willing to give ourselves?
而你发现很稀奇的事情。
What's amazing?
五饼二鱼喂饱了五千个人，收拾了十二篮。
Five loaves and two fish fed 5,000 men, and yet collected 12 baskets full of leftovers.
没有多久，到了马太福音十五章，又再发生一次。
Soon after, in Matthew chapter 15, the same thing happened again.
圣经上记载说，这些门徒们，这些众人跟着主耶稣在野地已经三天了。
And the Bible says the disciples and the multitude were with Jesus for 3 days.
他们渴慕听主的话，三天没有东西吃。
They longed to hear from Jesus and had no food to eat for 3 days.
主耶稣说不愿意叫他们饿着回去，免得路上困乏。
The Lord says, I do not want them to send them away.For they might collapse on the way.
然后他问门徒说：“你们有什么吃的没有？”
So he asked the disciples, "Do you have anything to eat?"
弟兄姊妹，你看见了没有？门徒怎么说
？And what did the disciples say?
他说：“我们有几个饼，几条小鱼。”
We have a few loaves and some fish.
不久以前才发生过五饼二鱼的神迹。
Not long ago, they witnessed the miracle of five loaves and two fish.
而这些门徒们现在明明手上有几个饼，几条小鱼。
And now the disciples have some loaves and fish.
但是却让众人三天没有东西吃。
Yet he allowed the multitude to go hungry for 3 days.
这个功课学不会。
They did not learn the lesson well.
交不出来。
They could not surrender.
不能够信任他们所要交给的主。
They could not trust the Lord that they are going to give.
他们想说，我们怎么可能让这么多人应付这么多的需要呢？
They say, how can we satisfy the needs of the multitude?
他们完全忘记了不久之前主耶稣才借着五饼二鱼叫五千个人吃饱。
They totally forgot that not long ago the Lord Jesus already satisfied 5,000 men.
弟兄姊妹，许多属灵的功课我们需要一学再学。
A lot of times we have to repeatedly learn the same spiritual lesson.
那天当他们再一次把这几条饼几个饼几条小鱼交给主的时候。
That day when they offer up their of loaves and fish.
主立刻喂饱了这四千个人。
Instantly, the Lord fed 4,000.
剩下的还有七筐。
And they collected 7 baskets of leftovers.
弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经上知道门徒们不学功课。
From the Bible, we know that the disciples did not learn lessons well.
那我不晓得今天的你我，我们学好的功课没有。
But have we learned the lesson well today?
你们有没有看到每个礼拜二余弟兄这么可怜的说，弟兄姊妹有没有什么要分享的？
Every Tuesday at the prayer meeting, Brother Yu kept asking, do you have anything to share?
我已经凭信心说了十几年了。
I have asked this.By faith for more than 10 years.
我说礼拜天有没有任何的信息大家回到操练有所得着可以分享的？
Do you have anything to feedback your practice from listening to the sermon?
有没有任何弟兄弟兄姊妹在这两三天你个人灵修里面有什么属灵的得着可以跟大家分享的？
Or you can share with us what you learn from your devotional time.
然后你们发现我讲完以后都是我自己打个结下台。
And then every time after I ask, then I have to conclude by myself and.
弟兄姊妹啊，如果我们不肯把自己交出来，
we're not willing to offer ourselves,
如果我们小看主已经给我们的，
or despise what the Lord has already given us,
或许说如果我们小看了那位能够拨开我们祝福众人的主，
or we might even say we despise the Lord who can bless and break us and give to us,
我们就不会想把自己交出来，
then we will not be willing to give ourselves to the Lord.
当我们更多的人把自己的五饼二鱼交出来的时候，
more people are willing to give out our five loaves and two fish.
神要喂饱的就不是五千个人，
then what God can feed It's not only 5,000. You don't know how many God can satisfy. And that is what God is doing today. I hardly tell you.
但是我们常常到各地听到多少的弟兄姊妹说，从我们的网络上他们得到祝福。
But everywhere we go, we meet so many brothers and sisters who have been blessed through our website.
当别人在谢谢我们，在夸奖我们的时候，从来不敢在文里面有任何的骄傲。
Whenever people thank us or praise us, I dare not to have any pride in my heart. I know what we have is very little. Our experience and our knowledge is very little. But what we do is just we're willing to offer our 5 loaves and 2 fish to the Lord. It's the Lord of blessing that caused these loaves and fish to feed
5,000.
Without His breaking a blessing, doesn't matter how much we offer, it will be useless. But yet the Lord that we trust and believe is the Lord of life. He is the head of the church. And He is the Almighty God. We're willing to give ourselves to the Lord. And then He can use the limited things that we offer and perform a miracle.
弟兄姊妹，神一定在我们中间做了奇妙的事。
The Lord has done wonderful things in our midst.
神还要兴起更多的器皿做更多的事情。
And God wants to rise up more vessels for more miracles.
下个礼拜天聚完会，我们会为着我们要成立的商博牧培训中心有一个Q&A问题解答。
Next Sunday, we will have a Q&A session for the our CEDA training that's about to.
我真的巴不得在我们教会有更多的弟兄姊妹看见神家的需要。
I hope that more brothers and sisters see the need of God's house.
我们要脱离神儿女们那种软弱、较穷、不满足的情形。
We have to depart from the impoverished state.
为着自己、为着教会、为着众教会，我们愿意在主的面前让主来装备我们。
That we're willing to equip ourselves for ourselves and for our church and for the churches.
让我们每一个人在主的面前，我们是丰富的。
So that we are abundant before the Lord.
让这个小小的教会在主的面前真是有粮食可以交在主的手中。
So that this little church can have food to offer to the Lord.
当有人来到我们中间的时候，能够说我们在这里吃到主。
So when people come here, they can say, oh, we have eaten the Lord, we have met the Lord. They would not say that this place is called House of Bethlehem in vain. Because there is food here.
弟兄姊妹，我们不可能光靠讲台。
We cannot just count on the pulpit.
我们要靠在座所有的弟兄姊妹。
It has to be on everyone. Before the famine comes.
每一个人都在主的面前是有存粮积粮的人。
So every one of us is a collector, a store of food.
每一个人都是手中有粮的人。
That all of us will have food in our hands.
所以当你回家去探亲的时候。
So when you go home to visit your relatives.
当你在公司上班的时候。
Or when you go to work.
当你跟邻居相处的时候。
Or you deal with your neighbors.
当人有需要来到你面前的时候。
When people come to you with a need.
我们能够在这里有粮食跟人分享。
That we will have food to spare.
我们肯有勇气把自己交给主。
We have courage to give ourselves to the Lord.
不要说少数的同时。
Not only the 主让我们看见5,000人、3万人都可以借着小孩子的摆出，可以满足他们。 The Lord has shown us that thousands can be fed through a little boy's offering.
接下来跟这个有关的就是不要糟蹋和浪费。
Then the next one is no waste, please.
当他们吃饱喝足的时候。
After they have they've been satisfied.
主说把零碎收起来，不要糟蹋了。
The Lord says, collect all the leftovers so there will be no waste.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在主面前吃饱的时候,
after we've been fed,
当我们在主面前有得着的时候,
and we gain something,
我们决定不糟蹋,
don't waste it.
我们连零碎都收起来,
collect even the leftovers.
我们能够让这零碎里面仍然有十二难,
So we can collect up to 12 baskets.
仍然有七筐。
Or 7 baskets.
这两套书不晓得你们都看过没有？
I don't know if you have read a series of books called 12 baskets.
福音书房出的一系列叫做十二篮，大部分是黎陀生弟兄的信息。
Mostly are the messages of Father Watchman.
你没看过，我鼓励你看啊。
If you haven't read the book, I encourage you to.
他们谦卑的用十二篮称，表示说这是零碎收起来的。
They humbly call the book the series of books 12 baskets.Implying it's a leftover collection.
里面多少的信息，我到今天都还记得，他帮助过我。
There are many messages that help me even up to today. I still remember.
那侯老姊妹的信息累积出七筐来。
And the messages of Sister Ho were collected, and it's called 7 baskets.
弟兄姊妹不要糟蹋。
Don't waste.
我们所有领受的。
Everything that we gain.
带到小组去分享。
Bring to the small group.
隔了几天，我们每一个好像分享一点零碎。
If we just share our collectively,
它仍然是丰富的啊。
Then our meeting can be.
最后第七个。
The seventh item.
阿摩斯书第八章十一节讲。
In Book of Amos, Chapter 8.
好的，你们饥饿非因无饼，干渴非因无水，乃因不肯听从耶和华的话。
The Lord says, I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or the thirst for water, but the famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
很多时候我们没有东西吃。
A lot of times we have nothing to eat.
不是神不给我们。
It's not that the Lord doesn't give us.
因为我们不顺服神。
It's because we do not obey God.
换一个角度来说。
In other words,
当我们顺服神的时候。
If we obey the Lord,
神有特别的食物要赐给我们。
He has prepare for us special food.
连主耶稣都这样子。
Even the Lord Jesus said.
记不记得在约翰福音第四章撒玛利亚井旁主耶稣跟女人谈话以后
？Remember the conversation the Lord Jesus had with the Samaritan woman at the well.
门徒进城去买食物。
The disciples went to the city to buy food.
回来要给主耶稣的时候，主耶稣说不用吃，他说他吃过了。
And then when they came back, they gave the food to Jesus. Jesus said, "I've already eaten."
他们以为主耶稣私藏食物，或有人给主耶稣吃了。
So they wonder how come the Lord had food.
主耶稣讲了一句话，约翰福音四章三十四节。
The Lord said something as in John chapter 4 verse 34.
他说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。”
He says that my food is to do the will of the Father who sent me.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们顺从神的时候
，When we obey the Lord,
神有特别的粮食赐给我们。
He has special food prepared for us.
利未记二十六章第五节讲到那些顺服神的子民。
In the book of Leviticus chapter 6 verse 4, it says, "For those who obey the Lord."
他们要收割一直到这个种葡萄的时候。
They will have harvest all the way until they plant wine.
摘葡萄一直摘到撒种的时候。
And they will have harvest of grapes all the way until they sow seed.
神要使他们一无所缺。
God will cause them to lack nothing.
祝福 after 祝福。
It's a blessing after blessing.
反过来，如果神儿女们不顺服神的时候。
On the other hand, if children of God do not obey.
神要使天如铁，地如铜。树上长不出东西来。
God will cause the heaven to be like iron and the earth to be like bronze. There will be nothing growing.
弟兄姊妹啊，启示录第二章也讲到像在别加摩这样子的教会。
In the book of Revelation chapter 2, the Lord says to the church at Pergamos.
大家知不知道别加摩教会最得罪神的地方是什么
？Do you know what they have done to offend the Lord?
他们里面有撒旦的座位啊
！In their church, there's a seat for Satan.
教会居然成为撒旦的居所，你说有这种事情
？That the church becomes a dwelling place of Satan.
但是神对别加摩教会是得胜者，神呼召他们做得胜者啊
！Yeah, the Lord still gave them the calling to become overcomers.
神说得胜的，我要赐给他隐藏的玛纳。
It's for those who overcome, I will give him hidden manna.
神有一些隐藏起来的玛纳。
God has some manna that was hidden.
跟那张天上掉下来让众百姓吃的不一样啊。
That manna is different from the manna that's sent out on the ground.
那是神特别留起来给得胜者吃的啊。
The manna was specially hidden for overcomers.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的希望我们在主的面前是这样子的生活。
I hope that would be our lifestyle.
我们在主的面前顺服，享受这一切。
That we obey the Lord and enjoy it.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没有？我讲的这七个点。
You see, I just went through the seven items.
我能不能问说，这七个点你都没有问题的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if none of these apply to you.
太客气了。
Maybe you're just being modest.
其实这七个点里面，只要有任何一个点，我说发生在我们的身上。
If any of this applies to us,
已经说到仇敌的工作在我们的身上。
That means the enemy already is working on us.
早晚我们属灵的粮食要被破坏。
Sooner or later, our spiritual food will be destroyed.
早晚我们的生命会软弱无力。
Sooner or later, we will be weak and powerless.
早晚你会活在虚空不满足的里面。
Sooner or later, you're going to live in emptiness and
如果神儿女们普遍的这样
，If this is a common situation for all children of God,
这个就叫做饥荒来临了。
And that is called famine.
如果今天都这样
，If this happened already today,
十年后、二十年后
，Can you imagine ten years later, 20 years later?
如果在我们这一代已经发生了
，If this already happened in our generation,
能不能看得清楚你们我们的下一代，现在的 teenager 小孩子
？Can you foresee the crisis for the teenagers for our children?
我们能不能看见、感受到有一个可怕的饥荒要来临
？Can we foresee the coming of a dreadful famine?
感谢神，虽然这七件事情我是从反面说过来。
I thank the Lord, even though I speak all these things from a negative point of view.
作为我们的提醒。
So that they become our warning.
但是同样的，你从另外一面看过来。
But yet on the other side.
也就是我们的出路是积极我们该有的行动。
There's also a way for us. There's action we can take.
我们巴不得神家有更多像约瑟这样子有远见的人被兴起来。
I will hope that more people would rise up like Joseph with insight.
能够投入在丰富的时候就懂得存粮的人。
So in time of abundance, know to collect food.
我们希望神家有更多人像基甸这样子的人被兴起来。
That more people would rise up like Gideon.
他们看见这是一个属灵粮食的争夺战。
They see that this is the spiritual battle of spiritual food.
他们能够勇敢地投身在这场征战中。
That they will get involved in this battle.
虽然疲乏，仍旧追赶，直到将米甸人毁灭。
They may be tired, but they will continue to pursue until they totally destroy Midianites.
我们希望神家多有一些像路德这样子殷勤起来拾穗的人。
There will be a more rise up like Ruth to diligently glean.
他不偷懒，不体贴肉体，每一天殷勤的在主面前来收取粮食。
She will not gratify her flesh.But every day, get up diligently to glean.
我们也希望神家多有一些人生命丰富，像大卫的人。
And we hope more people will have abundant life like David.
他所有的经历都能够跟人分享，叫人得到生命。
That all his experiences can share with others, so that others will gain life.
不管他得胜，他软弱，他失败。
His experiences of success or failures.
不管他临低层，不管他临高昂，他做的事都在这里造就人。
Whether he was in his high or low in the spirit, what he wrote can edify.
他在病痛中，他在贫穷中，他在危难中，他在宝座上，他可以从各种经历、各种角度在这里归荣耀给神。
He can give glory to God, whether he's in his sick bed, in his trial, in his troubles, on his throne.
同样的，我们也希望在这里多有一些老练、智慧像以利沙的人。
And we have more of mature and wise people like Elisha.
他能够为神儿女们来解毒。
That he can get rid of the deadly poison.
你看那些野瓜藤叫神那些仆人们中毒的时候。
When children of God got poisoned by wild vine.
伊丽莎抓了一把面丢下去就把毒给化掉了。
Elisha grabbed some flour and get rid of.
什么叫做面
？Solve this problem.
面是麦子落在地里死了。
What is flour? It's a grain of wheat.Fall into the ground and die.
面是麦子落在地里死了，它长大成熟，结出籽粒来。
And then it yields many fruits.
它在经过十字架的磨练，它成为面粉。
And go through the crushing and trials of cross and becomes flour.
讲到真实的粮食，一定从十字架和复活的经历里面来。
True bread has to come from the experience of the cross and resurrection.
弟兄姊妹，希望有老练像以利沙这样子的人。
To be mature people like Elisha.
他有这么丰富十字架和复活的生命在里面。
It's full of life of cross and the resurrection.
他有老练，有属天的智慧，为神儿女们解毒。
He is insightful with spiritual wisdom. He knows how to get rid of the deadly poison.
今天在世界各地，你可以看得见一个教会一个教会被沦陷，被仇敌异端给攻取了。
Today, all over the world, the enemy is trying to destroy churches after churches with heresies and cults.
因为我们缺少像以利沙这样子的人。
And then that's because we lack mature people like Elijah.
同样的，我们也希望有单纯像这个小孩子。
And we also hope to have people like the little children with pure heart.
肯把自己交给主。
Can offer themselves to the
Lord. 当主耶稣说拿过来给我的时候
When the Lord says bring them to me.
希望我们教会有更多的弟兄姊妹把自己有限的交给主
That more people from our church can offer ourselves to the Lord.
不要以为你的祷告没什么，你开口出来，主就祝福教会。
Don't think that your prayer is nothing. When you open your mouth and pray, God will bless our church.
不要以为你一点点的分享算不了什么。交出来主就祝福教会、啊、
Do not despise your little bit of sharing. Give it to the Lord. The Lord will bless the church.
所以弟兄姊妹，伯利恒之家是神家的实际，讲到口粮有余。
So the house of Bethlehem represents the reality of God's house that we have food to spare.
像那个浪子说的，我的父亲家里口粮有余，我竟在这里饿死吗
？It's like the prodigal son says, my father's servants have food to spare, and I'm here starving to death.
所以他起来回父家去了。
So he rose up and went back to his father's house.
弟兄姊妹，我们不需要贫穷，不需要饥饿的。
We don't have to be poor. We don't have to be hungry.
我们真的巴不得我们中间真的有丰富的粮食。
I hope that we'll have abundant food in our midst.
我们希望全地的教会都能够真正符合神家的实际。
We hope that all the churches of God in this world will have this reality.
当遍地饥荒的时候
，So when famine comes to the earth,
我们一起来读最后一段的经文。
Let's read the last
希望这个成为我们的祷告
Hope that will be our prayer.
成为我们为了自己教会也为了众教会的祷告
That will be our prayer for our church and for churches of God.
约瑟把粮食寄存在各城里
Joseph,
各城周围田地的粮食都寄存在本城里约瑟积蓄五谷甚多如同海边的沙无法计算因为谷不可胜数当时饥荒遍满天下约瑟开了各处的仓各地的人都到约瑟那里抵粮啊、这巴不得是我们为了自己教会和众教会的祷告
Hope that will be our prayer for our church and the churches of God
希望神家不仅仅像伯大尼全心满足神
Not only that the house of God will be like the house of Bethany to satisfy God's heart
全家教会也像伯利恒
And the house of God will be like the house of Bethlehem
在这里有丰富生命的供应
That we have an abundant supply of life
在这里口粮有余
We have food to spare
凡有需要的都可以来
Anyone who has a need can come.
我们在用波阿斯的话作为提醒，不要往别人的田里去。
Let's be reminded by the words of Boaz. Do not go to other people's fields.
在主的话上好好受教。
And be teachable on the word of God.
我们唱637首，我们只唱第一节、第三节跟第四节。
637 stanzas 1, 3, and 4。
一三四。我找不到一个粮食的歌所以用活水来代替一样的想到神家丰富应该把祝福留出一三四
我一的梦发现你经常我天上飞行了得到生命充满森林好奇我
来到你的面前。
Oh Lord, this morning we all come before you.
我们要为自己，为你的家向你呼求。
We want to cry out to you for ourselves and for your house.
在你这位全有全足全丰的神面前。
Before all this sufficient God.
我们不应该再继续活在贫穷和软弱的里面。
We ought not to continue to live in poverty.
主，当我们看见饥荒要那样子全面的临到全地的时候。
When we foresee famine coming to all over the land.
我们求你在各地兴起警醒的人来。
We pray that you will rise up.
让我们为着这个世代起来征战。
That we will fight for this generation.
让我们为着这个世代的需要起来蓄粮。
That we will collect food for the need of this generation.
主，也让我们愿意把自己有限的自己交在你的手中。
That we're willing to offer our limited self to you.
让你可以拨开我们来祝福众人。
That you can break us and bless others.
但愿我们每一个人都像活水的硬核流出你的自己来。
That will be like channel of living water outflow.
主啊，把教会的实际坐在我们的身上。
Actualize the reality of the church in our midst.
让我们真成为博道尼之家那样子的满足你，吸引你。
That we become the house of Bethany will satisfy you and appeal to you.
也让我们真成为伯利恒之家，在这里丰富的供应你的生命。
That will become house of Bethlehem to supply the abundant life of yours.
主啊，复兴你的众教会。
Lord, revive your churches.
让我们在地上能够这样子的来讨你的喜悦。
That we will please you on earth.
能够容身一人，不虚度此生。
That will glorify you and edify others.
谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
听我们的祷告。
We pray in your name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.